Live Creative Now, episode 88.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and author of The Creative Sandbox Way, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. It's how you change your life, and it's how you change the world. Now, this episode is a riff episode. So full confession, usually what I do typically is I put a decent amount of time into writing out my thoughts for these monologue episodes where it's just me and the microphone. And I put a lot of time into writing what I want to share with you. And today I wanted to share with you off the top of my head on some things I've been thinking about. And I really want to talk about this big misconception that so many creators have. Huge, huge misconception that kept me really in a state of suffering for at least a decade and has kept countless, countless other people that I've worked with who have been in my communities, students, and now I'm going to sneeze. Oh man, I feel a sneeze coming on. There we go. So there's this really big misconception, and it's a lie. It's a lie that we buy into that. Here's the lie. I used to walk around my apartment back during those days. I used to walk around my apartment saying to myself, oh, I wish I had time. I cannot wait until I have time to make my art. Time to make art for me. Because at that time in my life, I was a working artist and I was making art for clients. And that's how I made my living. Amazing thing to make a living from your art, right? It's the holy grail that so many creators are looking for, right? And I was really, really unhappy because I was never making art for me because I didn't have the time. Oh, how I wished I had time to make art for me. And the misconception that I was laboring under, this big lie, was that I needed great, big chunks of time. And of course, I never had great big chunks of time. It was impossible to find great big chunks of time. The only time I managed to get great big chunks of time was once a year when I would go on retreat with my calligraphy guild, the Friends of Calligraphy, for 5 days. And I would get Wednesday evening through Sunday lunch to do whatever I wanted, and meals were prepared for me, and I didn't have to deal with, you know, telephones and email. And at the time, they didn't even have Wi-Fi, so there was no email and, you know, no laundry. I didn't have to make food for myself, and all I had to do was whatever I wanted. And that was the only time once a year when I would create for me. And I remember every single year I would come home and I would think, oh my gosh, I have to create this for myself. And I would create these elaborate schemes where I would say to myself, you know what? I'm going to take a weekend every month and I'm going to create a staycation and I'm going to, you know, turn off the phone and turn off the computer and just make art all weekend long. And then reality would set in and I'd think, well, there's no way I can possibly take a weekend to do that, but, you know, maybe I can take a Saturday. And then reality would set in and I think, okay, fine. Maybe I can take an afternoon once a month. You know, and variations on this theme, I would think, okay, well, maybe I can take every Friday afternoon I can take for myself. It never happened. There was always something that would get in the way of my taking a big chunk of time for myself. And so it just never happened. And it wasn't until 2011 when I was interviewing, I write about this in the book, The Creative Sandbox Way, I was interviewing an artist named Michelle Taberge for this project that I was working on, my first online course that I created that was called The Thriving Artist Project. And I was interviewing artists and creatives of all stripes, all different kinds of creators, painters and writers and comedians and sculptors, all different kinds of creators, about how they managed to make a living from their creative thing. Because I was really curious for myself. I wanted to know how they did it because I wanted to learn how to do it better. And so I was interviewing this artist named Michelle Taberge, who is a fine art gallery exhibiting artist, and she also mentors artists who want to themselves become fine art gallery exhibiting artists with fine art gallery exhibiting art careers. And you would think that these artists have no problem getting to their art, but in fact, they struggle with resistance just as much as the rest of us. And so Michelle was telling me in this interview how she tells her mentees, if you can't put 15 minutes a day into your art, you're making an excuse. And in that moment, I felt myself getting hot and defensive. And I thought, wow. Part of me was able to step outside of my defensiveness. This mindful part of me was able to notice, to sort of step outside the distress and notice, wow, I'm getting defensive. Isn't that interesting? Well, part of me was like, oh, well, I don't have time. I can, you know, I'm not making an excuse. You know? But the mindful part of me was able to just notice, oh, that's very interesting. I'm getting defensive. And to realize, oh, that I must really, yeah, I am making an excuse. She nailed me. She absolutely nailed me. And in the process of that interview, it was about, you know, an hour long or 45 minutes or something like that. Before it was over, I made the decision that I was going to commit to 15 minutes a day on my art every single day that month. Now, that was February 1st. It was February. It was a short month. So I figure I can do anything for a month. I can commit to 15 minutes a day. Now, I admit to you, I did not think that 15 minutes could possibly amount to anything. I thought that was ridiculous. 15 minutes. How could that, how valuable could that possibly be? But here's Michelle Taberge, who is a, you know, very well respected artist and respected mentor to artists. If this is what she says to her mentees, then it's worth trying. That was my thinking. And you know what? That teeny tiny, ridiculously small daily commitment changed my life. And just the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago now, a week or two ago, I was on a video conference call with a mentor that I'm working with named Karen, who I'm now working on my next big project is to take my message into corporations. And I work with individuals, I work with private groups that I, you know, assemble, like at my retreat that I host. The next one is in September, by the way. It's called Create and Incubate Retreat. It's actually close to being sold out, although it's not even gone public yet because everybody who participated last year has signed up again for next year. And I don't even have the registrations up for 2017 yet, but you can read about it at createandincubateretreat.com. So I work with people on a private level, and I am now, my big initiative is to bring this, the message, bring my message, my, what I evangelize about into organizations, into corporations. It's really new for me. And so it's bringing up all of my self-doubt gremlins. So I was talking with my mentor, Karen, and feeling, you know, my self-doubt gremlins are saying, what corporation is going to pay you to help their employees, you know, get happier and more creative? Like, what do they care about that? They care about the bottom line, right? And do you know how other people are able to often hone in on who you are and what you do so much more easily than you can see yourself, because they're outside of it, right? So they can see you with more perspective and more distance. You're too close to it. So she was able to say to me, Melissa, what you are about, what your specialty is small daily acts. I mean, of course, like, duh. Duh, that's kind of everything I share. If you go to my Instagram, if you look at my Facebook page, if you listen to my podcast, which obviously you do, if you're listening to this, so much of what I write about, what I speak about, so much of it revolves around that concept. If you read my book, it's very much about that concept of small daily act. Small daily acts build creative confidence. Small daily acts grow a body of work. Small daily acts create joy. Small daily acts change your life. And small daily acts will change the world. And small daily acts do not require great big chunks of time. So this misconception, this lie that so many of us labor under, are stuck inside of, we need to blow that. So here are a few examples from my own life of small daily acts. So in 2011, February 1st, had this conversation with Michelle Taberge, and I made that commitment that I would put in a minimum of 15 minutes a day making art for 1 month, and then I would reassess and see how it was an experiment. I would see how it went. And I did that. And then it was so transformative. I had no idea. I did not expect it to be as profound and powerful as it was. I made so much art and could not believe how much art 15 minutes a day would lead to. And here's the secret. 15 minutes a day gets you started. And the thing is, starting is the hard part. And when you set your goal, your commitment, When you make it really tiny and ridiculously achievable, 15 minutes is totally arbitrary. You can make it 2 minutes. That might even actually be better. You can make it, as my friend Laureen Marchand says, any amount counts. That's now what I refer to as the law of Laureen. Any amount counts. Whatever is going to get you started, that is the point. It doesn't matter what the actual number is. As long as it's small enough that it gets you past the starting friction, that's the important thing. So my rule at the time was I got to spend more than 15 minutes if I wanted to, as long as I spent at least 15 minutes. But if all I spent was 15 minutes, that was totally fine. That was a complete 100% success. And there were plenty of days where all I did was 15 minutes. And surprisingly, I discovered that that was actually enough to get me into a state of flow, which completely blew my mind. I had no idea. I had no idea you could get into a state of flow so quickly. In any case, I made, over the course of 11 months in 2011, I made over 150 finished artworks. Now, I didn't make a piece a day. That's not how I approached it. I worked on large sheets of paper that I might spend several days playing on, multiple layers, making big messes. And then I would tear those sheets up into smaller pieces and then add lettering to those smaller pieces, add words in calligraphy to those smaller pieces. So I might work on a large sheet of paper for several days or week, couple weeks. And then I would tear those large pieces up. Maybe that would turn into 12 or 15 tiny little pieces. And then over the course of a couple days, I might come out with, you know, 14, 15 finished pieces. So that's kind of how that particular process worked. So that initiative, that commitment, 15 minutes a day, February 1st, 2011, resulted in a body of work of over 150 pieces over the course of 11 months. Which then I continued to make over 2012, 2013. In 2014, I started playing with a looper. A looper is a looping app, actually. I used an app on my iPhone, and then I got an iPad. I used an app called Loopy HD. There's an app called Loopy, and then there's an app called Loopy HD. Same company. The HD version works both on iPad and on iPhone. And what it allows you to do is to create these loops, these music loops or sound loops that just play over and over again. And then you can layer them. So essentially, I can harmonize with myself. You can create layers of sound. So I can be a one-person chorus, a one-person band. And I had been wanting to do this for years. And I finally realized, oh, there's an app for that. Actually, there's multiple apps, but Loopy is one of the better ones. And I got it, I think it was on sale. I think I paid $3.99 for this app. And for a few months there, 3 or 4 months, I don't remember exactly how many, I was creating a new loop every day and uploading it to SoundCloud, which posted it automatically onto my blog. So if you go to melissadinwiddie.com/loops, you'll find a whole bunch of loops that I made. My commitment to myself when I was doing this challenge to myself was to post my loop tracks, let them be imperfect. This was hard. Let them be imperfect, even though people might actually listen to them and hear my voice cracking, hear my harmonies be out of tune and out of sync with each other, and post them anyway to help me get over the fear of producing imperfect things. So that was an incredible exercise of creating a new piece of music, like a new song. I was basically improvising a new song every day over the, you know, for I don't remember how many days it was, but it was something like 100 days or something. I should go back and count. So that was 2014. Oh, before that, 2013, I completely forgot. I had another project. This was a long one. This one was called 3x5x365. This was 365 days. This was a year-long project. Every single day for a year, I took a 3x5 card and I grabbed a word out of a book randomly, and I used that as my prompt. And I filled a 3x5 card using that word as a prompt. So I just wrote. And a 3x5 card is not very big. So I don't know how many words are 100 words, maybe 80 words. I don't think I actually ever counted. There's not that many words to fill a 3x5 card. It takes, if you just write quickly, you can fill a 3x5 card in maybe 2 minutes. I didn't write quickly because, of course, I was my ulterior motive, I will confess. I was really hoping that this would turn me into a great poet. It did not turn me into a great poet. A year of putting, you know, 10 to 30 minutes into filling a 3x5 card is not going to turn somebody who is not by nature a brilliant poet into a brilliant poet. But it was a fantastic exercise. Very, very challenging. And I was tempted to quit about 360 days out of those 365 days, I have to tell you. Most of the days I thought, oh my God, this is total crap. But the commitment, the exercise, the challenge was to do it and to post it, regardless of how I felt about it, because part of the point was to get used to posting crap, to get over the fear of posting crap and mediocre work. And the beautiful part of it is that now when I go back and I look at what I wrote, and you can find all of this on my blog by going to melissadinwiddie.com/3x5x365, or just go to my blog, go to melissadinwiddie.com/blog, or hover over the blog button if you go to my website, melissadinwiddie.com. And you'll see a link to 3x5x365. Anyway, now when I look back, of course, I don't remember what I wrote. And so I can look at it with fresh eyes. And some of those 365 cards that I wrote, I actually like. And I wrote essentially 365 pieces of writing. Some of them could be called poems. Some of them could be called little bits of, I don't know, prose or prose poetry. I don't know what you'd call them, but they are sitting on a shelf next to my bed. And the stack of 3x5 cards is maybe 5 inches tall. That is a body of work. Small daily acts. Small daily acts. Created a body of work. And in that body of work are a few, maybe more than a few, that I actually like, that I actually think are pretty darn good, that I never would have created had I not decided to take on small daily acts. 2015, I did a whole series of paintings, fast, small, 6x6, 5x5, most of them were that size. A few, very few 8x8, but mostly 6x6 and a few smaller and a very few a little bit larger. Fast paintings. My goal was to learn how to paint quickly. I was tired of making paintings that took me hours and hours and hours to complete. So I set myself to the task of learning how to paint quickly. And you know what? I ended up making, I could find out how many I made. There are, I think, up on the wall in my dining room by the ceiling in the dining room, I recently hung all, as many as I could fit up there. I think there are 60 hanging all the way around the ceiling on the wall of the dining room. I think there are about 60 of them. And that is a fraction. That is not all of them. A body of work. Small daily acts. Small daily acts. 2016. I realized that I wasn't getting to my art table every day. So I figured out how to get creating. I figured out a long time ago, thing I do first is the thing that gets done. So if I want to make sure that I get creating in my day, creative sandbox playtime in my day, the best way to make that happen is to do it first thing. Best way to make that happen is to do it when I'm still in bed. How is that going to happen? Well, it's not going to happen if I use acrylic paints. That's not going to work very well. But if I bring sketchbooks and Pigma Micron markers, and more recently, my watercolor pencils with watercolor brushes with the water in the handle, guess what? I can create in my bed before I even get up and on with the rest of my day. So I started doing that at the beginning of 2016 because I realized that I wasn't getting to my art table. Guess what? The little doodles, the black and white drawings that I was creating, because it took me a while to figure out that I could that I could bring color into my bed. I was just doing black and white drawings. Those black and white drawings, those ended up in my book, The Creative Sandbox Way. Small daily acts. Small daily acts. We do not need great big chunks of time. We want them. I am not saying to not take great big chunks of time. What I am saying is do not let the absence of great big chunks of time prevent you from creating. Now, it just so happens that I popped over to Facebook and I have this plugin over on my desktop, on my Macintosh, called News Feed Eradicator. And what that does is I don't see my news feed when I'm on my computer. What it does is it eliminates my news feed and instead it replaces it with a quote, just a random quotation. I do this because when I see my news feed, I get sucked in it, sucked right down a rabbit hole. I have to be very careful with my phone. I have an iPhone, and the news feed is the first thing that pops up, and I will get easily sucked into that, and it can be hours before I'm able to like detach myself from it. On my computer, it's not a problem. I don't see the news feed at all. All I see is this quote. And it just so happens that the quote that is on there right now, right before I started recording this podcast, is this. It says, quote, "Doing just a little bit during the time we have available puts you that much further ahead than if you took no action at all. Doing just a little bit during the time we have available puts you that much further ahead than if you took no action at all. And the credit is Pulsifier. Take action, don't procrastinate. I don't know what Pulsifier is, but that's the credit. I'll put that in the show notes. So that is the lesson that I want you to take away. Doing just a little bit, small daily actions. For me, that has come out as my ArtSpark artworks. It has come out as looping. It has come out as 3x5 card poetry, prose writing. It has come out as my doodles. It always seems to come back as some kind of visual thing. I think that is my sort of core grounding artistic root that I always come back to. Figure out what yours, what's the thing that is always calling you? If you have one, maybe you're different from me. What is that thing? And where are the pockets, the nooks and crannies in your day where you can always fit something in? For me, it's first thing in the morning. Might not work for you, but where is your first thing? Might be first thing after work. Might be first thing after you drop the kids off at school. Might be first thing after breakfast. Where is that time for you? How can you build it into your day? Build it into your day. If it's not built into your day, if you're leaving it up to chance, if you're leaving it up to when you find the time, it's not going to happen. Small daily actions. Small daily actions build a body of work. Small daily actions build creative confidence. Small daily actions will change your life. And small daily actions will change the world. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are getting value out of this podcast, which I hope you are, the best way to thank me, as always, is to tell your friends about the podcast and hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. I haven't had a new review over on iTunes for a long time. And you, yes, you could totally make my day by leaving me a new review. So are you going to be the one to do it? You could totally make my day. That would be the best holiday present ever. And meanwhile, I have a holiday present for you. For each copy you buy of my book between now and the end of the year, I will send you a grab bag mystery surprise, something created by me that I guarantee is worth between $15 and $150. Here's how it works. Buy The Creative Sandbox Way on Amazon. Go to Amazon, any Amazon outlet, Amazon.com, or any of the European Amazon stores. Just buy the book and then forward your receipt, including the mailing address where you want your grab bag mystery surprise shipped. Include that mailing address in the email and forward your receipt to creativesandboxway@gmail.com. And I will mail you through snail mail an actual physical grab bag mystery surprise, something made by me that is worth more than I'm selling the book for. So the book retails for $14.95. And various different amounts of money that are equivalent to that in euros and pounds and et cetera. And I will send you something made by me that is worth at least that much money. So you kind of can't lose. Anyway, check it out. You can go to my Facebook page and read about that as well. Or just go to the show notes and I'll include that info there as well. Anyway, if you want to get a little something from me in the mail, it's kind of fun and it'll get to you in, depending on how holiday shipping goes, maybe the next couple of weeks. Thanks again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating.
Live creative now. Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.